This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. With apologies to Benjamin Franklin, in this world, nothing can be said to be certain except death and taxes and the fact that doing your taxes is gonna be painful, perhaps monetarily. Today's Exhibit A is TurboTax. The tax prep and filing software company raised its prices but didn't let users become aware of it until they tried to file said taxes. Sally Herships has more.
As if having to do your taxes isn't bad enough, imagine being told, you want to complete the process? First, you have to pay up.
We feel like they're almost taking us for a ride by saying, well, we have your information. We're not going to give it to you. We're not going to let you use it unless you pay us more money.
Jonah Berger teaches marketing at Wharton, and he says for TurboTax customers, it's not just about the money.
I think this is an issue of expectations. Consumers expected one thing. They thought they were getting the full product with paying a certain price, and they're actually only getting a piece of it.
So, can TurboTax recover from this screw-up?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Brandon Cashin is global president of Addison Whitney, a brand strategy consulting firm. Luckily, he says, TurboTax has a strong reputation.
It's somewhat like Xerox photocopies. You know, it's go Xerox that. Well, I'm going to do the TurboTax on my taxes this year.
Scott Galloway teaches marketing at NYU Stern School of Business. He says what TurboTax does now is more important than the mistake it just made.
The biggest PR crises in history haven't been a function of what happened, but how the company reacted.
Galloway says when a company screws up, three things need to happen.
So basically admit that you made a mistake. The second is to have the top guy or gal make that admission. And then the third is to overcorrect, and that is to offer consumers a better deal than they originally had.
Galloway says most of the time companies ignore these rules. TurboTax didn't respond to a request for comment, but its CEO has posted an apology on his LinkedIn page, and the company is offering a refund of $25. In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.